owning yourself unapologetically. Like, who are you at the core? If no one was watching, what would you be doing? And I want everyone to show up just as that. Like, what are you afraid of? And what are your quirks? What are those little things that make you you?
Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to make bold moves in order to live a meaningful, fulfilled, purpose-driven life. In each podcast episode, I'll share courageous stories, plus give insight on how to live well and be bold so you can become better than you were yesterday.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I'm super excited about this episode because I have a marketing and a mindset coach here with us. Her name is Christina. Christina, hi.
Hi.
Help me pronounce your last name. How do you pronounce it?
It's Christina Cerniese.
Cerniese. Okay, I'm going to have to go and practice that one after the podcast. But yeah, I'm so excited to have you here. We connected through a Facebook group, and I just love the power of internet and how it could bring like-minded people together. And I just want to pick your brain so much because I actually just came back from an NLP training.
Oh.
So I'm studying to do that. It's very intense, very emotional, very mindset driven. And I know you're a mindset coach and you help other coaches. So a little bit about Christina. She does do marketing and mindset coaching, but she helps coaches like myself. So I'm really lucky to sit here with her for these like next couple of minutes to ask her like all the questions. She helps coaches to let go of fears. And if you guys have been listening to my podcast, you know I'm all about embracing the fears and going straight for what you want. But we all have limiting beliefs. We all have things holding us back. So Christina, take it away. What do you have to say with, how did you get started in doing all of this?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I feel, I'm like, I don't know where to start. It was such a long time in the making. I'm a teacher at heart and a lifelong student. So helping people is something that just came naturally to me. I was always that go-to person for advice, for relationships, for a listening ear. Like, I was just that person. And I always prided myself, and I still do, in seeing the best in everything. I am an overly optimistic person, and I guess it depends who you ask. I could be very annoyingly optimistic because I just always, like, there's always something in a lesson, good or bad, that is teaching you something, and sometimes you don't see it right away, and sometimes it takes months to see it, and you look back and you're like, ah, you know, that aha, I get it. This is what that taught me, and it just took me these motions to get it. So I think I was like 18 or 19 at this time, and I wanted to explore the idea of being a life coach. And I'm like, I don't even know what I know about life and like what I could help people at this age. So it kind of went back to the back burner, and I just went with the motions. I am a career-long saleswoman. I had my first job when I was 16 in sales, and I stayed in sales ever since. So 14 years and counting. So I've done a lot of MLMs, a lot of 100% commission-based jobs, because I found that that was my way of helping people reach their goals, and also mine of being an entrepreneur. It's just, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I come from an entrepreneur family. And even though I had my mom, she's not an entrepreneur mindset at all. She's corporate, like get a job, get benefits, get the pension plan, have security, have all of that.
Right.
And funny enough, one day I'm like, I did. I had a job that came across that was a corporate job. It was in sales. And so I took it. It was digital sales and marketing. And I just fell in love with marketing and the entire landscape of it. I was selling online real estate, so Google Ads, Facebook, SEO, SEM, all of that stuff to businesses across Canada. And through my resiliency, it led me to a lot of awards and led to me to a lot of promotions. I soared up the corporate ladder and became a senior sales manager at 24.
Wow.
And learned the other side of the business. And it was just a roller coaster at that point. I actually ended up surviving like so many layoffs, so many department shutdowns, and I was fortunate enough to be be given a job, and I was moved to a campaign manager, where I learned the other side of the business. So I was doing the fulfillment, I was running the ads, I was doing content marketing, and just fell in love. And I had a wedding planning business at this time, and through working with coaches, I also had a personal life coach too. And through that, I was actually able to find my footing. And throughout that self-discovery process, I found my footing of being able to package up my skills and be able to help coaches online. So now I'm helping online coaches start, grow, and scale their business through purpose-driven strategies and the mindset work, because we know that is so, so important. So it was a long time in the making. I would say that was probably like 8-9 years of the idea, and then taking that leap of my aha moment and jumped right in.
Well, I love that you said that everything happens for a reason and you're an optimist, and just because that's the mindset that you have, like everything will get you to where you need to be. And mm-hmm. when I think about sales, like every day we're selling ourselves online, even when we're being like authentic, showing up in front of the camera, and we're selling mm-hmm. ourselves, and we go to the grocery store and we're having that rapport with the person that's helping us. We are always selling in a way. You want people to like you, not in a way that's like you want people to like you, but you know, you want to be friendly and stuff. I think sales is just a part of life. So it's definitely obviously helped you. I was watching your video about, you know, your story and how you transitioned, and you did, you know, from sales to this event, wedding, it was a wedding business. And then, like you said, now being a coach and like all of that, I could just see the skills that you have. And I think a lot of the times people limit themselves saying, well, you know, I don't have experience to be a coach, so I can't be a coach. But it's like, well, you have all this experience in sales and marketing. Like, yes, you are qualified to move forward. So when was that aha moment where you just said, enough, I'm going to stop like limiting myself. I'm going to stop, you know, holding on to fears. I'm going to be confident and go after what I'm truly intended to do.
Oh, that's such a great question, because it's so true. And I felt all of those. And I think, so for me, when I had my wedding planning business and working with my life coach, and once I discovered the online world, it was right then and there where I'm like, this is it. So I immediately closed down my wedding planning business and pivoted right over. And when I pivoted to the online coaching world, I'm like, I'm good. I have a background. I know what I'm doing. I can like help people. And then as like some time went on, imposter syndrome kicked in, fear kicked in. I'm like, do I even know what I'm doing? I had all of those thoughts just spinning in my head. And I mean, I would be lying if I said that I don't still have them, right?
Every human, right?
New level. Yeah. Natural human experiences, new levels, new devils, as they say. And for me, it was, I really had to take a look at what do I know? And why am I good at that? Why do I know business the best? And why am I that right fit for my ideal client? Because at the end of the day, with marketing, it's marketing. And the whole point of marketing is the FOMO, the fear of missing out, and painting that picture with pain points and giving them that solution, right? So I found, once I understood that, and plus I invested, I had the worst shiny object syndrome. I was a serial investor. I dropped so, so, so much money on those $27, those 47 things, the $200 courses, this and that. So I'm like, okay, everything is the same. Nothing is groundbreaking. I'm like, I know more than these people and I have more experience. Like, why isn't it working for me? And that's where I figured, okay, it's time to do that deep inner work. Because, you know, your energy, your vibrations, your frequency, all of that stuff translates in how you show up, how you speak, your content, all of it. And so for me, that aha moment was taking that step back and honing in on my own skills and knowing what I'm good at and aligning myself to that ideal client. Because I find like imposter syndrome comes out when you're trying to do all of the things that you may have just learned, but you haven't had the opportunity to internalize them and make them your own. And so through that trial and error is when I'm just like, I'm just going to have fun with it and do it my way.
Do you think that people, I love that because, you know, I get with my clients or potential clients, one of the biggest problems is always, well, I don't feel like I have enough skills or, you know, like I'm a multi-passionate type of thing. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I just teach people about like, what was the last thing? Like somebody just wanted to help people with their vision. Like that's what she was passionate about. And, you know, I talked to her, we had this really great conversation, but do you think a lot of the times people hold themselves because they back? And how? What advice would you give for those people who are holding themselves back by saying, well, I just have a passion for helping people like myself. I love storytelling and helping people like embrace their truth and share it. But that thing doesn't exist, or that person's doing it this way, so maybe I should do it that way. Because I think that's what holds us back. It's this like shiny toy syndrome, like, you know, buying all the courses and trying to learn from these experts. I mean, they are experts, but you know you're an expert, you're just not believing in yourself. So like, how would you, you know, what kind of advice would you give for people stuck in that circle?
Yeah. So I think a lot of the times we forget what our background is and where we came from. It's almost like you're entering a new space, which yes, you are, but you're not necessarily new, right? It's taking what you're an expert in or add, and if it's, you know, through corporate, through education, through schooling, and through certification, and to even further developing your skills. Because I mean, that never ends. You're always going to learn and learn and learn and learn. But if you are in that position where you're not too sure what you're an expert at, and if you don't have that corporate background or that solid like skill set, then I always say, go out there, do a couple of free coaching sessions, feel out what you like, who you want to help, and how you want to align with that person, but become an expert in something. Because oftentimes, like, yes, there are experts that help people find their vision, their purpose, like life coaching, but that's very broad and very vague. And it's kind of coming down to who are you going to specifically help? And how are you helping them? Because when speaking to, oh, I'm going to help you something with, like, I'm going to help you find your passion. What does that really mean? And who are you helping? Like, is it somebody in corporate and you're helping them because they know that they want to be an entrepreneur, but they just don't know how or when or how to take their skills and package it and put it online? So I think it's really figuring out what you're truly an expert at and then aligning yourself to that person that you can help. And if you're not fully there yet, go build up that strength, go build up that skill set, go build up the expertise and come up with your methods of how you help people. And sometimes that's just a matter of taking that step back and thinking about people you've helped in the past, but thinking about that journey. How did you help them? Where was that starting point and where was that end point? And what were those little like micro steps in between?
Wow. This
is oftentimes, because oftentimes like you are an expert more than you actually think you are. It's just getting clear on that.
Man, I have so many questions for you, but I do want to, you know, the listeners, I try to keep these short, but you have so much like knowledge in that. You know, for me, I've been that broad coach who's like, because my focus is personal brand, but mainly helping people with their personal stories. I was looking at redefining my story and kind of, because a lot has changed in the last 2 years. And sometimes I get in my own head, I'm like, oh, I'm not experienced yet enough. And I'm like, no, I am. I know how to get to point A to point B. And I knew all the, like, I'm going to make it easier for them, you know, but.
Exactly. And that's just it. And, you know, some people are not necessarily ready to leave their corporate or want to leave their corporate. They want to have an additional stream of revenue, and that's totally cool and totally okay. Yeah. It's, you know, kind of figuring out how you want to do it and creating that big picture goal and then aligning yourself with a strategy, because really anything is going to work if you stick to it long enough, right? It's all about putting it out there, you know, taking the data that's, you know, being handed to you, like, is it working? Are people replying? If they're not, you know, you got to take it back, you got to tweak, and you got to implement again. Like, really, that's business, is, you know, putting yourself out there, taking the data, tweaking it, putting it out there, and you're doing that on repeat. Yes, there are processes and structures and systems and like the right steps in the right order, but a lot of that is, you know, being extremely clear on who you help and how you help is like really defining that clear offer. Because without that, it's really hard to have clear messaging. And if you don't have clear messaging and you're confusing your buyers, a confused mind's not going to buy. So it's being super clear and like going in on what it is you want to be known for. And if you don't know that yet, that's fine too. It's getting out there and coaching to build that name for yourself.
Right. I do want to get into talking about boundaries because I was watching some of your videos and we discussed like that's just an area that you love to talk about. But I saw something that you said like about creating those boundaries. And when I think about creating those boundaries, we do have to create them online sometimes because I feel like people are sharing too much, doing too much. But one thing that like stood out for me of what you said when you were talking about just like brand boundaries and triggers and all this stuff is like, stop looking for external answers because you have, I think you said like transfer your power. So I want you to talk about that because that was so like, I felt that 100%. I'm in the point in my business in life right now where I'm not anymore scared of investing, but I also have to cut myself off because the other day, you know, I was I'm trying to build a community, a group community program. And I was trying to just like hire someone and do all the things, but then I'm like, wait. I need to be crystal clear on what I'm offering. I need to test it out. I need to do all these things before I just go out there and hire. But I think it was mainly like I was looking for validation that what I have to offer was good enough. And I know it was good enough. So I'm so glad that, you know, I think NLP helped me. So I was like, nope, bye. Like, I don't need to do all this stuff anymore. Like, I already know I have it. But for those out there who aren't creating boundaries for themselves and taking in that energy, like, yeah, I really want to hear your take on that.
Yeah, such a fully loaded question. I'm like, there's so many ways that I want to answer this and all of the advice that I can give. Because I believe this was, I'm not a political person at all. There are very few times that I watch the news. I don't think I've watched the news since COVID, since like last March, because it's all the same stuff. So I just remember that, I think it was in inauguration or when they're doing that switch, they take they call it transferring your power. And I'm like, oh, transferring your power. Like they're taking the power away from someone literally and giving it over to the next person in line, the next president. They're giving them that power. And then it kind of got me thinking, I'm like, we're constantly transferring our power. We're transferring our power because we're looking for the answers always outside. Like we hire coaches and we think that when we hire a coach, they're going to give us that success plan, that blueprint, while like, yes, like they do, but what's ultimately you have to drive the car still, right? They're giving you the vehicle, you still got to drive it. And they think that a lot of the times when, you know, I even felt this too, is when I invest in a coach, I transfer all of my power to that coach where I'm always looking for answers. If I want to do something, I'll ask, or, I'll wait, or, you know, I'll look to them for the answers rather than doing it myself, because now I feel like I invested in this person. Okay, they have the power now. But meanwhile, that's not the case at all. The power is always within us. And I think it's really important to take that step back and always, always be asking yourself, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? And then go do it. Because you're going to get the support and the guidance, and we all need it. We need to pull in the people to reach our goals faster, but it's not to hire someone and look for the answers in them, because they can't tell you and they can't build the business for you. Like with my clients, I'm like, they'll come to me with an offer that makes no sense. And I'm like, look, I can build this offer for you, but you're the one that has to go and sell it. So we need to be like, you need to be in aligned with that offer and what you're saying and how you're saying it. I can give you all of the words. I can give you absolutely everything. But if you're selling, you're going to be selling from a different energy than I am. And I think what happens in the online space is, you know, we're constantly looking at what other people are doing. And then we go and try and implement what they're doing. And we're selling from a different place. We're not selling from the same energy they're selling, because they know what they're doing. They understand the why. They understand the how. They understand the psychology of it. Meanwhile, others are just kind of gasping at like straws and trying to figure it out. And so it's really, really important to create boundaries in especially social media, in the information that you consume, and use the mute button. Like, let that be your best friend. Like, if you have someone that triggers you, mute them, unfollow them, whatever it is. Like, you should only be consuming content from your ideal client, and put your shades on and focus on your business and make sure that you have boundaries, have times where you're going to be on social media, maybe catching up on the DMs, or when you're going to show up on stories. Like, structure that into your day and not just having to feel like you pick up your phone every second, because it's going to give you that hit of a dopamine that you're looking for. And it's productive.
That triggered me right there, because that is me. I feel like I'm constantly on Instagram stories. And I provide such great value on there, but it's just like a thought. I'm like, I'm giving my power. I'm transferring. Like, I have a thought. I want to share it. Let me share it. And then part of me is like, okay, being that I do come from social media strategy, I should have known that like a good piece of content should go on the feed. I should save it for that. I should be intentional with it. But sometimes I'm so excited and I want to like share everything that I post on stories, and it drains me, because sometimes people don't respond to it. Some people might ask for the link, but then they don't like do anything about it. And I'm like, I'm trying to help you, you know, and it does take that power and that energy. So, no, that's really good advice. There's so much to say about that. The unfollowing, just really focusing, like the coaching, I think that's huge. You know, as coaches ourselves, I am very honest if I'm not the right coach for someone, mm-hmm. because I've had an experience with a coach who was super helpful, loved everything she did for me. She taught me how to do sales. It was great. And I like owe her so much from, you know, the beginning. But I also did what you were doing, where I looked to her for advice, and she would tell me, do the social media thing. That's for you. Like, everyone wants that. Like, that's what all your like audience is asking for. But it's because that's where I was stuck. But what mm-hmm. I really wanted was, I wanted to teach people how to be able to like courageously share their story, and with their story be able to create the opportunities that they want with their personal brand, because that's what I know. That's what I can sell that really quickly. Like, I could tell people, no, you need a personal brand, even if you're at a corporate job, because I lost my corporate job. And if I didn't have a personal brand, I don't know where I would have been. You know, leveraged my skills and my voice. So that's who I want to help. And I was so stuck on the social media thing for like a year or two. I wasn't moving forward with my personal brand and mm-hmm. brand story coaching, because I was so stuck on what another person had told me, you know, and it made me a sad person. I was like moping around hating what I was doing. I wasn't showing up online as myself anymore. Mm. And because of personal stuff too, but the energy that you transfer to people and that like external validation and answers, like, it's mm-hmm. just a bunch of baggage you start wearing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't help, because it's not your vision. It's not your voice. And I feel like there are, you know, if you're starting out, there are rules, right? There is a step-by-step process. There is a bit of like a playbook. However, there comes a point in time where you have to break that, right? I always, I kind of came up with this like not too long ago. I was like, I'm really into Maslow's hierarchy of needs and the self-actualization and like all of that stuff. So I was thinking, I'm like, the three phases of life, but also the three phases of like entrepreneurship, is you're starting to get into like, you're exemplifying, right? You're mimicking, you're learning from somebody, you're trying it out, you're doing the thing. It kind of like babies, right? They learn from mimicking, they learn from watching others. And it's very much the same throughout our entire life, is we learn from somebody who's further ahead from us. And then you get into that phase of exploration. That's when you start breaking the rules. That's when you start finding your own voice. That's when you start doing what you want and what aligns, like, after you have learned all of the strategies. You learned all of the strategies, and now you're going to take what you want and leave what you don't. And then you kind of get into that expansive phase where you are really building that personal brand, that legacy, that bigger than you type of vision. So, you know, there are different phases, and it's totally okay to mimic. I have with my coach, like my first coach, But there does come a point in time where you break it, because at one point or another, you're going to have to find your own voice. You're going to have to come up with your own methods. You're going to have to come up with your own content and like kind of looking from people from inspiration. And that's fine, as long as it's from a place of inspiration, not let me do what they're doing because it's working for them. It's probably going to work for me. It's not, because it's two different energies.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's really important to just understand like the different phases and the different seasons that we have in business, and to never compare yours to somebody else's, because somebody could be in a sales season and you're starting out and you're growing and you're harvesting, and you'll get to that season, but to never compare your journey to others, because we're all out here figuring it out, creating our own journey, creating our own six-figure journey or our own six-figure story. And that is the most powerful thing that you can use, is your story.
Right. I love that. That's a good banger to end it on. So mimicking experience and expansion, right?
Is that three?
Okay. I was like, that's a great soundbite, because that was perfect. I was taking it.
Thank you. I actually just came up with it like a couple of days ago, and I'm like, I think I'm on to something here.
The creative in me is already like thinking of a graphic for the audio. I'm like, this is great stuff, Christina. So I want to ask you one last question before we wrap up, and I ask this to all of my guests, is what does it mean to be bold to you?
Ooh, I mean, I think everything that we spoke about up until this point, but I will say that it is owning yourself unapologetically. Like, who are you at the core? If no one was watching, what would you be doing? And I want everyone to show up just as that. Like, what are you afraid of? And what are your quirks? What are those little things that make you you? And show up like that. Show that side of you, because that's what that's how people are going to relate to you. Like, you're going to attract your tribe that way. So for me, is really showing up unapologetically and having fun. I totally like make mistakes, and I just make fun of myself. I call it out. I have fun because I know it's not who I am. I'm not my business. It's an extension of me. I'm not my bank account. I'm not anything other than who I am at the core, that fun, loving, like energetic, and, you know, wants a world of abundance. And just owning that, owning who you are, owning your story, and staying firmly and boldly in your beliefs and in your value and in your core values. So yeah, I guess that's
a good, no, I love that.
In for me.
Unapologetically yourself and just sticking to your core values. I mean, as soon as I connected with you and I saw your content and your video, I was like, this is a person I want on my podcast, because I think it's hard to come across. I mean, it's not hard, but a lot of people don't show up as themselves. And I'm like, I know when you close that laptop, you're dancing and you're being funny and weird. Like, I want to see some of that, you know? So it is
totally
nice to see people online.
Yeah. And that's where you're going to resonate with your people. They're going to resonate with you because they're seeing who you are outside of, you know, your mini trainings and like your content. Like, who are you at the core? Because that's what people want. And you're going to be spending a lot of time with your clients, and you need to make sure that you can have fun with them. If you are a fun person, if you're a serious person, then, you know, you're going to attract different people, but it's aligning yourself so you can call in the right people.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being a part of my podcast. I loved having you on as a guest. And where can people find you? Do you have something that you're offering right now? A freebie, your service? Tell us all the things.
Yeah. So right now, Instagram is my jam. It's where I hang out. You can find me on Instagram. It's Christina Cernieze. I believe, I'm assuming they'll be in the show notes for you. And I have a course. It's a course, a hybrid program right now called Social Sales Academy. It's a little bit in a transition where it's going passive, but also a group coaching program. And that is my step-by-step process on growing your business and going from an overlooked coach to a booked out coach. And it's called Social Sales Academy. So that is one of the main ways I work with my clients. And I have a ton of freebies. I mean, I have so much on Instagram that you can pop over and see it in my highlights or come say hi, ask me any questions. I love connecting with others.
Yeah, you had a lot of good stuff on your highlights. I was like, oh, okay, I need to like work today. I have a full schedule, but I'm definitely coming back to just watch all of your old stories because there's a lot of value. But again, thank you so much for being a guest, and I'll see you on Instagram.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye.